Good morning, precious church of God. I agree with Naringa, who said that she really misses you, with a little bit of sadness that we can't see each other face to face. You can see me every Sunday, but I can't see you, and I just have to use my imagination. But I really hope it wouldn't be for long until we can see each other again, gather together in church. And I encourage home groups to gather in outside, in parks, gardens. It's permitted by government for groups up to 6 people to meet. So I encourage you to really gather together, because this real being together is, it cannot be replaced by anything else. It's really precious, but nonetheless, we are grateful for what we have today, for in all the circumstances that God can minister and use everything for good. And today I'm going to talk about this shackles of control. It's going to be the last sermon from this series, and I am very grateful for those who share their testimonies, how God is working in their lives through these series, these sermons. So keep sharing with others what God is doing in your life. And today, this sermon is for those who feel, who know that they're in control, that they are being controlled by others. And previously I have spoken what to do if you notice that you're controlling others, that you're using manipulation and control on others. But today, what I will speak about what to do when you notice yourself being in this place where somebody's actions, words, they take away your life, they make you doubt yourself, and you know you're being controlled by others. And most of us can be being controlled and at the same time control others. But today will be for those who are controlled. And in order for others to control you, they usually need to spot some kind of wound or emptiness in your heart that has been left from past events. And these controlling people will try to notice this weakness and enter your life in order to control you. But this is not godly way. It's not God's will for people to control one another. God doesn't do it himself. He gave us the free will to make our own choices. He respects our freedom, our free will. That's what we have to do with each other as well. All of these unhealthy manipulation, controlling has to go away. God gave us this wisdom, victory. Jesus gave us, he won it on the cross, in order so we can live life wisely. And how people end up in this place that they can easily be controlled. So how we experience it even from early childhood, that maybe we have been really hurt, really broken by some words we heard about ourselves, and it really broke us, wounded us. And when I was preparing for these sermons, this topic, I personally I remember talking to these women and they share the same thing. Unfortunately, this thing is still happening on earth. It's happening against the will of women and sometimes even men when they're being taken into prostitution. And it is happening against their will. They're being pushed to this corner. And I hear them sharing their stories later on. They say they remember being in this position, this place, where they didn't even resist anymore. They couldn't even say no. They ended up in this place where they didn't think they can walk out of it. Because these manipulating people, controlling people, will try to convince them that there is no way out, that it can't be different. This is how it will be. They will try to convince you that convince there is no way out, and they will try to break you to. They will try to take you to this point where you don't love yourself anymore, you don't respect yourself anymore, that you don't see the direction of your life, that you lose your identity, and make you believe that there's no way out. And I'm not talking that we all have to go through the same thing in order to understand, but we all have probably experienced it in different situations in life when somebody was trying to control and manipulate us. And I have seen these situations in mostly women shared for me, but I believe men also experience it. They just don't tend to share so openly and seek help, maybe. But I mostly spoke to women who share that they have been in this relationship with narcissistic people, narcissistic men, and think this is the biggest form of controlling, manipulation. And it's usually the same pattern, the same story, how they felt that when they entered this relationship, this narcissistic person, first of all, they try to make you doubt your value, your self-worth, that you can't do anything, you don't know anything. They would make you feel that you are privileged to be, that they are with you. It can be like verbally, even physical abuse, that these people make, they just threatened you that if you walk away from me, you will not survive on your own. And if these victims who are being manipulated, they usually start believing that this is the normal life, this is how it's supposed to be. And they think, oh, at least somebody wants to be with me, at least somebody is, at least he is with me, she is with me. And they are in fear to walk away and make changes. So these narcissists would make you feel that you are privileged, that they're still with you, that it's a form of manipulation which builds big, strong shackles around you, which are holding you. And today I want to say that this is not normal. This is definitely not normal. And this is these extreme examples of manipulation and controlling. But we will see what other forms as well exists. But maybe if somebody is listening to me who are really you have been in this prostitution or in some workplaces maybe you are now in this situation where somebody is really using you as is modern slavery, where you work for little money, you have poor conditions, you're being verbally or physically threatened, abused. This is definitely not a place to be, and this is not normal. And today I want to show you that there is a way out, and you can make certain steps to walk out of it. Maybe you already accepted it, believe that it's normal, but this is not. And these certain steps you can do, which you can take in order to walk out. God will always show, lead you, and reveal these steps you need to take. And I know it's really difficult, especially for those who have been in slavery and in this oppression, in control for a long time. It's really difficult to make the first step. But this is not what God wants, where God wants you to be. So the first step is to understand what others are saying about you, what these controlling people are saying about you. It is not true. When they say you're not worthy, you will not survive on your own. This is a lie. It's not truth. The second thing is to understand that how you're being treated, how you live today, it is not normal. This is not what God intended for you, what He has in plans for you, for your life. God did not create us to control each other. It's not His way. The third thing is to set the boundaries. Build these fences around your house. While there is no fence around the house, anybody can walk in into your territory. But when there is a fence, when they break it, when they walk in, they are aware that they're already in somebody's territory. They're breaking in, basically. And to set up the boundaries means to say it out loud, to name for yourself what you would not let others do to you, how you would not let others treat you. You have to say it out for you. I will not let myself be treated in certain ways. And nobody else can do it for you. I know it's a big challenge, but that's a must. And the fourth thing, it's the most important step. It's like the route to the source of freedom. It's cry out for Christ, for Lord, and let Him heal your heart. Let Him speak into your heart, into your life. Cry out for the Lord and let Him show you how He sees you, how He sees your value. Psalm 138 from verse 7, it says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against anger of my foes. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. As I mentioned in the beginning, the control, people who are being controlled, usually they began to doubt their self-value and worth. And is in order to break free is to understand your value, your worth. Because God loves you so much. you can say to yourself, God loved me so much. He loved you. Maybe you have been abandoned by other people, even your parents. But God, it says that God gave His only begotten Son that you would not perish, that you would not die, but have eternal life, have life. It means that you're so precious, you're so loved. Even if you would be the only one to believe in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, He would have still done it. He would have still walked and died on the cross for you, for your life, for your salvation. God really loves you. He created you for a reason. He created you to admire because simply He thought it is good. Maybe you have heard these harsh words in your life when somebody said, you are worthless, you will not achieve anything, you don't have any talents. And this is how the enemy, he's working through these words to put us down, to make us doubt ourselves. But come back to God and let Him speak these words of love for you. Nobody else, nothing else can open your eyes. Only the Spirit of God to understand, for you to understand who you are, your identity in God. Maybe you think today that, oh, really, I'm not capable of anything. I don't know anything what to do in life. But I think God really gave each one of us a purpose. He gave all of us a reason to be on this earth. Give talents. You're definitely here for a reason. Maybe you're in this position in life where you don't know where you're going, your direction, your purpose. You're in this place where it's really easy to control and manipulate you. But today, cry out for God, cry out for the Lord, and let Him show you your value. Let Him heal you and put these pieces together, these broken pieces. Let Him glue together all these pieces. You might be a broken vessel, but God can put you back together, and all these scars will be marked with gold. What enemy has been trying to use to put you down, God will use for His glory. God will use these stitches for His glory. He can use you with all of your experience, with all that you have walked through. And the enemy will be defeated. And so, as again I said, it's to make this decision in your heart that you will not let yourself be treated in a bad way. And this is not what God has intended and planned for your life. Another thing you have to do is to start knowing yourself, to start getting to know yourself, who you are, what do you like, what are your hobbies. You just simply start with saying, hi, my name is Vilma, I'm this year old. And maybe you can just simply say, I don't know what I want in life, I don't know what I like to do. But God, please help me to find this, my purpose in life. Ask God to put dreams in your heart. It is okay to dream. Dreaming, having dreams, goals, purposes, dreams is like the speech of faith. It's the language of faith. To dream is to see something beautiful, some beautiful visions for your life. Even the Word of God, God says that He has planned something beautiful for you. God has prepared beautiful things for your life. Beautiful things that I do not see. And maybe you're already, you are already waiting for something bad. You think you got used to bad things in your life and you think it's normal. But I encourage you to begin dreaming, saying, God, I want to begin dreaming again, having dreams for my life. Maybe you haven't dreamed since you were a little child. But God can put dreams in your heart so you again see a purpose. And another thing, how people easily get into control is it's easy for others to control these people who, for example, come to another country. They do not have any education. They do not know the language. And that's how people notice these weaknesses that you have. And maybe you can see what is stopping you, what is stopping you from learning something new. It's not too late to get into some studies, get some degree, get some education, get some knowledge, some skills that you can be the best in some area. I encourage you to enroll in some courses. If you do not know how to drive, start learning so you're not always dependent on other people to help you, but you're able to do things for yourself. So you don't have to depend on other people all the time. So move towards becoming more independent. Find something that you love, what you like doing, and get better at that. So to those people who say that, I can't do anything, God didn't give me any gifts, it is not true, it's a lie. For too long you have been in shackles, in these bondages. In God's presence, I guarantee you that He will help you, God will help you to restore your self-value, your self-worth. When you let Him heal your heart and show you where you're good at, what gifts and talents He gave you, and you can master it, you can become good at certain things that He gave you to do in life. And the very wrong approach, if you are being controlled, it would be bad to really blame these people and feel like a victim. God's word is teaching us to forgive the ones who are doing wrong. Forgive, do not judge. This thing that you would not forgive, you would only judge others. It will not be useful for you yourself. Simply move forward. Forgive them and move forward. Remain in God's presence every day. Let God reveal how precious and loved you are. When you remain in God's presence, your soul begins to strengthen. It begins to strengthen, and you notice you find yourself having the strength to rise and make changes. And we sometimes people, they just get into conflicts and they say, oh, if you treat me this way, I'm going to walk out, I will leave you. You can't treat me this way. But inside, they do not have this inner strength to really make these steps, to really do what they say. And really, you have to grow strong in spirit in order to really being able to make big changes in your life. And as an example, if we take a relationship between friends, maybe two friends, you think that some person is your friend, but you see that they're really talking badly about you in front of other people. They mock you, they betray you, maybe they share your secrets that you thought you can really share, open your heart, and you hear that other person is openly talking about your secret things to other people. You see that these people only need you when they have certain needs, when it's convenient and comfortable for them. And if you call this relationship a friendship, I don't think it's a friendship. I don't think it's healthy friendship. This is destructive. This is not godly relationship. Maybe this person is the only friend you have. And maybe you thought that if I lose this person, I will never be able to find other friends, other people. It's not true. Maybe your self-value is very low, but let God restore it and heal your heart. You have to name it that this is not normal. This is not friendship. It's not normal to use me in this way. So the first thing to do is to name it that this is not friendship. This is not normal. And to want friends is normal. And I had this period in my life when I didn't know how to be alone. I really needed other people. I really wanted to have friendships. And yes, in my own life, I had unhealthy relationships until God revealed my real value, who I am in God, in who He gave me to know my identity. So I finally, where I was able to say, stop, it's not how I want to be treated. They cannot use me. I will not let myself be used in Christ. When you know your real, your value, your identity in Christ, you have this strength to say, it's better than I will be alone, than rather than being in some unhealthy, abusive relationship where people are only using you. These relationships, the friendships that you really hold on to, do they really make you feel like you're growing, unfolding, or do you always feel like you're robbed, like you're used, like you feel, always feel used or mocked maybe in front of other people? So you just have to be, feel free to really approach the person and say, no friend, I do not think that this is what friendship really is. I do not think that friends really treat each other in this way. If you are in a marriage or relationship and you always feel criticized, mocked, you have to set this boundary and say to each other, no, darling, you cannot treat me this way. You cannot really criticize me all the time. And sometimes you allow other people to treat you a certain way. Maybe you shout at them saying, no, you cannot treat me this way. I will walk out. I will leave you. But maybe inside of your heart, you really know that you wouldn't be able to do that. You don't have strength. And I know that certain relationships are really harmful. And what we have to do is really set these boundaries, set the line which you cannot cross, be open to each other in relationship, in marriage, share how you feel. Say each other, I feel criticized, I feel unsafe with you, I feel unhappy, and I do not like how you treat me. This is not normal, and please do not treat me this way. And people find, this is happening in life when I notice usually these people who tend to control others, who want to manipulate others, they usually end up with people who are more, they don't know their self-worth and value, and they allow themselves to be manipulated and treated badly because they do not have the strength to oppose, to say no. And also what happens, even when you're an adult, when you grow up and you already create your own family, but you still, you're still being controlled by your parents. You even put the opinion of your husband or wife lower, and you always listen to what your mama and dad says. You feel like you always have to obey and listen to every word or command they give you. Maybe they still give you some support, some financial support, and you feel like you're dependent on them. And you feel like, if I say no, if I don't agree, if I have different opinion, I would lose this kind of financial support. So the first thing is to stop being financially dependent on them. It's better to have less, but be free and independent and make your own decisions and choices. And sometimes in your workplace, maybe you're being treated unfairly. You're being pushed around, you're being used, and you're being treated badly with words, with but again, what you need to do is just, you have to oppose saying, no, please do not treat me this way. Please do not disrespect me. Do not put me down. And maybe you're risking to lose your job. Maybe you will really be fired, but that's the results when you have the strength to put boundaries, set boundaries, and it's always risking to that people might leave you, people might abandon you when they finally see that you cannot be used, you cannot be controlled, and you might end up being alone for a while, but at least you're growing, you're finally becoming free and independent. We have to really stand firm and set boundaries in our lives. This is how we grow, and that's how we let and help grow others around us in relationship. If, for example, men are in relationship, they control partners, they just use them as objects when they need, when it's convenient for their own purposes and needs. If next to them they have suddenly appears some strong woman who would say, no, I will not let myself be used. I will not let myself be treated this badly. Maybe it will cause a conflict. Maybe it will be rise some conflicts, but this is how you will help each other grow and change. This is only what brings changes, what brings all the bad things to the light in order for you to move on and change. Maybe you're being in school or university, or your teacher is putting you down. Maybe they're saying that you're hopeless, that you will never learn something. Maybe they're always mocking you in the class. But you can always say, no, you're wrong, you're not right. In all these situations where somebody's putting you down, somebody's trying to manipulate you, you can always stand firm and oppose by saying, this is not true what you're saying about me. It's a lie, and I know what my value is. I know my identity in God. Just sit down together, talk in relationship, in marriages. Say, you have to walk into your freedom. You have to change. You have to make certain actions. Let's say when maybe some women are complaining, are unhappy in life, but you see that they're dependent from you. Maybe they always You see that your wife is completely dependent on you and she is always expecting from you that you will bring her to the shop, you will always do everything for her. Let's say, encourage her to learn how to drive. Maybe she doesn't work, she just sits home and she all she does is complain. Encourage her to find activity, what she would love doing. Encourage her to start working, to start learning the language so she can finally sort out all the matters by herself. So she can be more free, more independent, to do things on her own and not to always expect from others. If your identity is broken, know that Christ can heal you. He can restore your identity. So just return to the feet of the Lord. And he will restore you. He will give you strength. He will help you to really see who you are in Christ, in Him. And I will invite Darius, and we will together pray for you. Maybe while you were listening, you really noticed yourself in this position. It really is painful for you to understand, to see yourself in this position that everyone is treating you badly. Maybe you're unable to see a bright future. Unable to see that you're valuable and worthy. I pray, God, for these souls, for these hearts that are broken, that they do not see their value. They have been broken. Maybe you still blame everyone around you, but it won't help to blame and judge others. So God, please heal these hearts and show them steps how to walk out of this control. Why? Ask yourself why everyone is treating me badly. Maybe I allow it, maybe I let. Maybe I do not set certain boundaries. God, I pray that everyone sees themselves in your eyes. I pray for this restoration, healing, this freedom. Holy Spirit, come. Come in their hearts. You're that love that lifts us up, makes us stand on our feet firmly. You're that love that restores our value, our self-worth, identity. I see these couples, marriages, families, and I believe, I have strong faith that God will lead you into a new level of relationships. Understanding of each other into this liberation and freedom. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. In Jesus' name, Amen.